The intensity on an NFL football field each Sunday for 60 minutes is hard to replicate. When January comes around and the league's second season starts, the intensity picks up even more when it becomes a win or go home mindset.
Post games are one thing. They're definitely faster. Everybody's a little bit more hyped up for the postseason because it's a, you know, you lose, you're out. And it makes it a little bit more stressful because you can't, those drop balls mean a lot more. So everything you do is magnified more in the playoffs.
Every second, every possession, and every yard takes on greater significance in the playoffs. A turnover, dropped ball, or missed tackle can be the difference between a win or a loss. The course of a season that started back in July can hinge on one small play.
Well, certainly the buildup to the game is unbelievable, you know, because you're one and done if you're not on your game. So everybody has to be on the game offensively, defensively. The defense, of course, has to come. Defenses win championships, in my opinion. Offensively, you got 11 guys out there that have to all be on the same page. One guy's off, it'll be a difficult to achieve success.
The Vikings will play their 48th playoff game in franchise history on Sunday afternoon when the Saints come to town. A divisional matchup that puts them one game away from the conference championship. But as the stakes get bigger and bigger with each passing round, it still comes down to executing on the football field when the game kicks off.
You still have to perform. You still have to prepare. And, you know, the secret is putting yourself in the position to win the next game. And so whether it's the regular season or the playoffs, that's the challenge. And I suppose the difference is that during the regular season, you've got another game after the one, you know, if you lose, you've got another game. But in the playoffs, you lose and you go home.
The Minnesota Vikings have a long and rich playoff history, filled with big wins and heartbreaking losses. But the organization is still missing that ultimate goal of hoisting the Lombardi Trophy in February. From the proud alumni to the current players to the loyal fans, nothing would be sweeter than a Super Bowl win in their home stadium.
I want the Vikings to win. And I think, you know, everybody that I've ever played with or, you know the ex-Vikings, they all want the same thing. They want the Vikings to win the Super Bowl. The emotions that come and go with that and the fans and everything, TV, it's all about this game, the Super Bowl game. The best football games are always the games that you're trying to get to Super Bowl. You know, we played tough games against Los Angeles and other teams that we had to beat just to get to the Super Bowl.
Players, for the coaches, for the administrators of the team, this is very important. It's the kind of thing that can bring you together, make you stronger, make you both individually and as a group stronger and more whole. For the community, it brings us together. It joins us. It gives us a common goal. And in this day and age when there are so many forces trying to divide, it's kind of nice to have something that brings us together to unite.